Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Alicia Hasseltine, a physical therapist and a wellness coach, and Susan Chartier, a licensed acupuncturist and a diplomat of Chinese medicine. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Brooke.
It's great to have you here. And I want to start our conversation this morning with talking to you both a little bit about yourselves. Because those were some fun titles I just gave out to for you both. Maybe Alicia, yours are a little more familiar to people. So I'll start with Susan. You're a licensed acupuncturist and a diplomat of Chinese medicine. So tell us what that means.
It's basically a fancy word for herbalist.
Okay.
I also incorporate body work, and I'm a biofield tuner. But traditional Chinese medicine is using the tongue and the pulses as well as acupuncture to restore the flow of energy within the body.
Okay, lovely. I want to touch on acupuncture and also biofield tuner. I think a lot of people know what acupuncture is, but maybe not precisely. So tell us what is acupuncture?
So it's basically using a disposable needle once, a single insertion into the body, and we place the needles on points along channels or pathways. We call them meridians. And the idea is almost like a highway or a superhighway in the body where the flow of energy is different. There is increased conductivity and decreased resistance within these channels. And so you can use them to help change the way the whole system is flowing.
Wow, fascinating. And then biofield tuner, what does that mean?
Yeah, so that's using sound. The biofield is a toroidal field that surrounds the body, and it's very responsive to consistent frequencies. Trauma can often interfere with these signals and cause dissonance in the field. And by using tuning forks, I can recalibrate the electromagnetic fields that surround the body and promote peace and well-being to the entire system.
Okay, amazing. So lots of really interesting things that also might be new to listeners now hearing this morning, but are actually long practiced traditions, correct?
Like, yeah, it's been around for a really long time. And I think, you know, especially if we think of sound healing, when people get together, they often sing and dance in most cultures. And so I think there's a long history of using sound to heal the body in many ways.
Yeah, lovely. Well, and then on the other, next to you, Susan, we have Alicia, who practices body wellness, but in a way that's maybe more familiar to listeners. You're a physical therapist as well as a wellness coach. So tell us a little bit about your background and what that means, what you do.
Yeah, thank you. So I started a business called Medicine by Movement, Wellness and PT, about a couple years ago. And I offer traditional physical therapy, but it looks a little different than I think what most people are used to seeing, mainly because I'm out of network, meaning I don't work directly with insurance. And I did that for very specific reasons. That's probably a lot longer conversation than we have time for today. But for purposes of this, it is mainly because I really feel strongly about offering proactive and preventative care, which insurance kind of poo-poos and is not okay with. And so I offer one-on-one and group classes and workshops and ways to kind of fight the injuries before they get there and keep you moving. And one of the main things that I really feel strongly about is this group that I have. I term it my monthly wellness group. And we meet 3 times a week. We do exercises. I offer injury screens to them. I encourage them to journal. And then within this, I offer guest speakers coming once a month. And I've really tried to collaborate more with different healthcare providers and healers in the community. And that's kind of what led me to Susan.
Which actually has led to something much beyond just like a guest speaker. Tell us about, you two are now have formed together to become a business together. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So we formed this new wellness business called Well Yes, and it is basically a way for us to combine both Eastern and Western medicine practices. I think most people would agree there's kind of this lack of communication in our healthcare system, and I think no one thing works for everybody, and I've been practicing for over 20 years now, and I know, like, the more tools you have in your tool bag, the better off you are to treat each patient and each person that comes through the door. And I think the fact that we are trying to kind of combine these two different, way different practices, mm-hmm. And be able to offer both of those to people can really make a difference.
So you provide not only like what people think of when they think of receiving treatment, like coming into a room and receiving maybe physical work with either of you, but you also are interested in sort of this proactive piece, which is like informing people and providing kind of classes, I guess would be the best way to describe it. Did I get that right?
I think we're both really passionate about community outreach and education and really trying to empower folks to learn the tools that they can use to take care of themselves on a daily basis.
Lovely. And one of the things that you kind of is foundational to your business and also to your business, Alicia, is this concept of discovery, foundation, and transformation. And I wonder if you could talk just a little bit about what that is, like how that informs how you will interact with the community.
Yeah, I think both of us could go on and on about that. But I think the whole idea is discovering what you need and what is missing, maybe, and then laying this foundation. So for us, kind of giving you the tools to empower yourself and figure out what you need, and then this transformative phase of being able to take your body to that next level of what you need. And that can look different. You know, in my profession, that has a lot to do with movement and exercise. And in Susan's, that looks a little bit different. But I think that concept carries well between the two.
Yeah, holding people accountable and bringing them through the whole process is really incredible. I feel blessed to witness it.
Yeah. It's so fun to talk to you all about this. I'd love to talk more about it, but we're really here to talk about an event that people can come out to. So we should move to that, which is going to be a talk on fatigue, which I want to get the details of when that will be. But also I'd love to ask, like, who is this for and what do you mean by fatigue? Like, who should come out to this talk? What will you be covering? It's a big question.
I mean, who is not fatigued, right?
Okay.
Especially this time of year, I think, as we lose daylight and, you know, some people are struggling with seasonal affective disorder. This can be mental fatigue, physical fatigue. It has lots of different components to it. And I think our talk is going to be focusing on the four pillars of health, and we are really going to be focusing on two of those pillars for this talk, and hopefully giving people, you know, tools to walk away with to minimize the effects of fatigue, especially this time of year.
Great. So it sounds like it would be for everyone who doesn't experience fatigue.
Yeah, I would say even if you don't have fatigue, come and listen, and you'll probably, you know, pick up something new. If you're curious at all, come check us out.
Great. Yeah. So when can people come to this talk on fatigue and to meet both of you?
The talk starts at 6:00. I think there's seating for about 30 people. So if you really need a seat, maybe come just a little bit early. We'll try to make sure folks that need a seat get a seat. And there'll probably be some standing room, I think. What was the other
That's
question?
On Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday the 13th, this week. So this Thursday.
This week.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at the Sheldon Jackson classroom or the Hames Center classroom.
Okay, so go to Hames Center and be there a little bit before 6 on this Thursday, the 13th. Anyone can show up and it's free, so just come on in. There may be a little bit of movement, but also an opportunity to take notes, so dress comfortably. Does that sound right?
Sounds
yes,
great.
You got it.
Okay, great. We did want to mention that it is not recorded. In the future, there may be talks that are recorded, but this is your chance to come out for this talk. So do come if you want to meet Alicia and Susan and you know, listen to this talk. But also, I think you could reach out to Alicia if you want to find other ways to get connected to Well Yes, and also to other talks that you'll be giving. So Alicia, how should people reach out to you?
Yeah, so Susan and I started a mailing list. We gave a talk to the community late this last summer and kind of presented this, and we have people adding to this all the time. And so you can go directly to my website, which is medicinebymovementwellness.com, and there is a link to sign up right there, or you're more than welcome to give me a call or text me at 907-623-8708, and I'd be happy to add you to the list. And we just send updates regarding upcoming events. If you have ideas or thoughts towards things that we should be covering, we would love to hear them.
Fantastic. Or come out this Thursday, the 13th. Hey, come to the Haim Center just before 6 o'clock. I've been speaking with Susan Chartier, a licensed acupuncturist and diplomat of Chinese medicine, and Alicia Hasseltine, a physical therapist and wellness coach. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Brooke.
And thank you for tuning in, listeners, to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.